Paige has some problems and she needs to get corrected. This is The Americans, Season 5, Episode 10, Dark Room.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Another selection, believe it or not, picked out by Young Camel Toe.
Young Emmanuel Wright.
Hey, man. It's your boy, Young Camel Toe. I'm one of the ones and twos.
Late night storm tonight, people. Quiet storm. The Americans.
Welcome to The Americans. My name is TK Trinidad. You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad and my co-host.
What up, TK? What up, Emmanuel? My name is Al, aka Big Silverback. You can find me on Twitter at JamaicaHouseDoc.
Why does your nickname change every episode?
AKA, now you can find me on IG as well, Alg_JamaicaHouseFilm.
And you know, it's your boy Emmanuel Wright, coming with the ones and twos. You can find me on social media at Young Camel Toe and at Dear Viz Spitz on Twitter.
Ladies,
how you doing?
So is this week, are you single or you have ladies? What's the deal now?
We'll find out in a few minutes. You gotta keep them guessing.
Yeah, let's see what's popping in the chat. Let us know.
Paige just gets on my nerves. Like, I would, and this is probably a good sign of really great writing, because I would have already killed her off. Like, I'm done. Like, I'm done with Paige. But let's kind of start with it. So let's talk about Philip and then Alexei. So Pasha's dad, how that relationship is going about. Seems like he's trying to save his marriage and stay in America at the same time.
Yeah, not gonna happen.
Not gonna happen.
Yeah, Elizabeth's gonna work it, you know, where they get her ass and the family back to Russia so they can, you know, keep tabs on her, like, lover, who's actually gonna be a station chief.
Right.
By the CIA in Moscow. Yeah, ain't gonna happen.
But do you think that maybe Alexei's mother and Pasha's mom and Pasha and his mom will go back to Russia and leave Alexei there? Because just because he's kind of trying to save the marriage now for a brief moment, you know, he might enjoy being single and the freedom of it.
That's a good question. I never thought about that.
I don't think he has a game for it.
So, I guess Pasha's mom has the game for it because she's having an affair.
She got a student.
She's getting her swerve on.
Yeah.
I thought it was, like, another teacher, though. So, it's a student.
It's a student.
One of the, yeah, she teaches the Russian
two
class.
Two people, though. Because it's a student, then it's also the person from the CIA, from the KGB.
What do you mean?
Because I thought when she said she had an affair, or we saw her coming out of the school, I think an episode or two ago, I thought it was like another teacher.
That could have been a student, though.
Yeah, okay. The way I understood it is, yeah, they were followed her back to the house. I don't even remember whether they even said that was the house where they do the classes or not. But yeah, I took that as a student. And but that's just crazy, though. I mean, like, I don't know. She jumped right into the affair. She didn't wait that long, like, to being an American, like, being disappointed with
the
marriage.
How long were they married? They're probably less than 2 years. Yeah, but you're considering that they've been married in Russia, too. Does it, if you go to another continent, like, it's supposed to get better or worse?
Nah,
or?
I mean, you know, just once you get them over here in America, you know, they all change up on you.
She just wanted to have fun. I understand.
How do you understand?
Because
she's married.
Yeah, not really. She's Russian married to, like, a douchebag named Alexei.
So what's Russian married compared to regular marriage?
As opposed to the real marriage that Elizabeth and Philip now have. Now, that's the real marriage.
That's a Russian marriage, too.
That's the real
Russian,
shit.
That's real. But, yeah, even like that. Yeah, Philip and Elizabeth, that's a Russian marriage.
Right.
Look, they sleep around.
So in Russian marriages, people
sleep around.
But in American marriages, they don't?
Well, they do. They're just a little bit more slick about it. I guess they don't just because I mean, even the fact of Alexei's wife telling Elizabeth that she's cheating, that's not slick. If you was American, you probably wouldn't tell some other person. I mean, I know they're friends, but they're not that good of friends. Just be like, hey, I'm cheating.
So you recommend, if you're cheating, not to tell anybody?
If you're an American, you're slick. Yeah. I'm not saying I do it. I'm saying my fellow Americans, don't tell anybody. Don't drop that dun-to-dun.
Don't snitch on yourself.
Dry snitching.
Doesn't the dun-to-dun mean don't drop the soap?
It can mean anything you want it to be, TK.
Here we go.
Twan and Elizabeth and Philip.
Twan, I'm about to head it up to here with Twan.
More than Paige, though?
More. No. No.
Let me start with Twan first. When he explains to Elizabeth how he's going through the whole bullying thing, and he got the guys to put the feces, you know, in Pasha's locker. I know that every time Philip hears that, I feel like he's kind of wincing inside. Mm-hmm. And I think Twan's going to start my predictions early. Twan's going to go too far at a certain point with that kid. And I think one of the themes we always talk about is like father and son, you know, surrogate children. You know, Philip has he has his kid, and he's trying to repair the relationship that he never had with his father and his right. missing child. I think he's going to see Pasha be put in such a situation where he's going to look at him, you know, he's going to have compassion on her like a son, like a right. kid. And I think he's going to like, that's maybe when Twan gets popped. He's going to go too far. That's what I'm seeing. I think that's on like the kind of like dead end course.
To the point that they're going to like report him, or do you think that they're just going to get rid of him? Or
they don't seem like the snitching type because like they didn't report him already.
Right.
So yeah,
you think it's just going to be like a gunshot?
I just think it's going to be something where he just goes too far eventually for Philip, not necessarily for Elizabeth, but for Philip.
Well, I feel like if it's gone too far for Philip, it's already been too far for Elizabeth. Like Philip is way more understanding and kind of like lets things kind of like okay. Like, kind of not as uptight as Elizabeth. So I kind of feel like if he's past the limit with Philip, Elizabeth already would co-sign it easily.
Mm. I think Twan's in it for the long run. I don't think he's getting popped. I think he's going to, you know, kind of play his role. I mean, he messed up, but he's back on track.
I don't know. I don't see him.
I think Twan's
I think he's more, what's the word? They're all passionate, but I think he's more, he's not patient. To wait for things to happen. Like, he wants to, you know, kind of take down America now.
I mean, he has to learn. This is Paige has to learn. But I think his learning curve is a lot faster. So, they'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
I don't know. We will see.
But did you want to talk about Paige still?
Yeah, let's talk about Paige. Let's talk about Miss Paige.
Our girl Paige. She did everything but, like, write out a cry for help when she says, like, Pastor Tim wrote this stuff in my diary, which is crazy. It's like, why is she like looking in his diary anyway? You know, but that's Paige again trying to be like, right, you know, OG spy wannabe. But just the whole fact when she told her parents, he thinks that I'm in a bad place and blah, blah, blah. That was all but like her saying, Mom and Dad, help me. I need help. Look at this. You know, in a kind of a roundabout passive aggressive. I think so.
I don't know, because it seemed like it was almost a setup. Like, it felt like she wants to ensure that Pastor Tim will... It just seemed like Paige almost outsmarted her parents this particular time. Like, she got them to do everything that she wanted them to do.
That would be pretty dope if Paige is that slick, because they're like, well, you know, well, we could possibly send them anywhere. And she's like, no, don't. And then the next week, she's like, well, maybe so. I didn't give Paige that much credit.
Yeah. I'm not giving her that credit. No, she's not that slick. She's way too honest with her parents. Like, has she lied to her parents so far?
Well, without just, like, skipping ahead to what the journal said, but, I mean, basically, when you saw her, when she was, like, yeah, mopping obsessively, like, you just saw, like, her neurosis, just like when she was sleeping in the closet.
Yeah.
And I think all she needed was, like, one more thing to give her an excuse to say, Mom and Dad, I'm really not comfortable with this. I don't know how much more I can do. And so maybe she's gone beyond that point, you know? Like, Elizabeth is pretty good at, like, you know, like winding her back down, but I think that was like a last gasp of her basically saying help.
So what do you think they should do?
I think sorry, good job, man, but I think no, just back when Gabriel said she's not built for this. Gabriel said it.
Right.
Why does she have to be around Pastor Tim?
Like, why? Well, because now he knows their secret, so she's supposed to be spying on them, or essentially making him feel comfortable that he wouldn't kind of report her parents. Because if she's out of if she's out of his life, then there's no connection there. So then, as time passes, he's gonna be like, okay, well, they're not doing, you know, they're not doing right by America, so he wouldn't feel a ways to report them and say they're. So it's essentially because Paige told him, that's essentially her, you know, that's her mess up. So now she has to cover her tracks and essentially protect her family.
I see.
One thing I like though, how Elizabeth was like. As much as Paige finds herself reflecting on what he said and what he thinks of her, I like how Elizabeth flips it around. It's like, you know, that guy's just a jerk. He's just like some weirdo religious guy, you know? Like, yeah. Don't listen to him. He doesn't define you, which is another side of it. Philip even came with the, yes, those, even though somebody said this about you, you get to define yourself. Anyway, I just thought that was interesting. Right. The whole, like, exploration about who she is and what she's going to be from now on.
Yeah, well, it's just kind of, it's the age that she's at where, you know, she hasn't discovered herself. So, you know, she's not going to be at that point where, you know, I bet you for young Camel Toe, you can talk to probably five people and they'll say five different things, whether good or bad, that they know of him. Mm-hmm. So, and he's like cool with that. Well, I'm guessing. I don't, you know, yeah. I don't know what you do when you leave the studio.
I'm cool like that.
But you know, he just is him. Whereas Paige is like, if somebody said something about Paige, she's going to try to, like, you know, she's going to be affected by each person. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the age that she's in right now. So, I don't know. The fact that Pastor Tim keeps a journal is kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean, that's the part that Philip was, I think Philip hit on the nose because she was like, what if it's true what he's saying? And he's like, so what if a little bit is true? Like, he doesn't define you. And basically, they've kind of painted him into this really, like, cliche, like, super judgy, nosy religious guy.
Right.
So
my thing though is Paige is messed up. So why can't
Or he could truly be concerned.
She is messed up. Yeah. So why don't I just don't see why Elizabeth and Philip say like, yeah, I mean, if you're gonna be in this type of life, you're gonna be a little bit messed up.
And both of them can be true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but the thing is, I think if they acknowledge it, then that's gonna send Paige into
she'll crack.
Paige knows she's a little bit messed up. That's why she's having these feelings.
Yeah,
in the
but
first
messed
place.
Up to the point where if they say, yeah, everything he says is true, then she's gonna start eating at herself, and then you don't know what she's gonna
to say, like, and that's okay to be a little bit messed up. If you wanna be successful with what we do, you need to be a little bit messed up.
Right.
You need to be comfortable with being a little bit messed up.
And just side note, I actually remember Philip saying that to her. Everybody thinks they're screwed up.
Yeah.
You know, so what if he is a little right? That doesn't define you. Anyway, it's like, yeah, I'm kind of torn on that. Because
do you guys think you're screwed up?
Sure. I think we're all screwed.
Sure.
But, you know, just
definitely.
Some of us are more comfortable with it.
I'm comfortable in it, though. I'm fine with it. But yeah.
Okay.
Ain't none of us perfect, TK.
I was just posing the question.
Yeah. I love my imperfections that make me who I am.
That's what makes you, man.
Yeah.
I like you who you are, man.
As-salamu alaykum.
There you go. Slick, my salam.
Is that all we have to say on Paige? What do you think Paige is capable of doing? There's three episodes left.
Paige is not going to really do much, I don't think.
And we didn't see Henry again. Like we've seen him maybe three episodes out of, I don't think there's 12 episodes.
He's the GOAT. He's the GOAT of the Americans.
And Paige actually said what you said. We were talking about Henry being the low-maintenance kid. And I think she was talking to her dad, and she's like, you know, that'll be good for him. You know, he doesn't think about all these other things, unlike me. Anyway, I thought that was a telling moment, so.
It would be kind of funny, and I know this is not going to happen, but it'd be really good. You know, was it Usual Suspects? Was it Unusual Suspects? That movie where Henry is the one who's been controlling it all.
Oh, like the Kaiser Sose character.
Henry is that dude. Like, you don't suspect him at all.
Yeah.
And he's the one who's running stuff. Like, he's the one who put Renee in the position with Stan. Like, he's the one who's, like, you know, telling Pastor Tim to do certain things and suggesting things. Like, that would be amazing.
I think you alluded to something like that in the past.
I did. Jokingly. It was like,
but that would be crazy. That would be really, like, if they take the next, like, I think there's gonna be, I think it's either definitely another season. If they take that and, like, Henry is just, like, running stuff.
He's the center.
He's the center, essentially.
That's who Gabriel reports to.
That'd
that, Henry.
Yeah, that'd be kind of dope, but you know, it's a little too far-fetched. However, Stan, Dennis, and Sophia.
Sophia's getting it in with a soccer player?
Mm-hmm. Or a hockey player or something? For the Soviet Union? Yeah,
hockey player.
And poor Sophia, running her mouth, little does she realize she's sabotaging her own relationship.
She really
with
is.
Every moment that she reveals something about her boyfriend.
Yeah. And I think Stan had a little something for her. Like, I think Stan wanted to, like, have the relationship that... Dennis. I think Dennis wanted to have the relationship with Sophia that Stan had with Nina in the last
think
couple.
So?
Yeah.
Okay.
He kind of was giving that, like, you know, kind of, like, putting it in, like, that vibe to me.
Yeah.
But then she started talking about her hockey player boyfriend.
Yeah, she's just playing herself. I don't know. She's going to be one of the people who gets offed tragically.
You think she's going to get offed?
I mean, you usually look at, like, the most innocent characters, and those are the ones, to me, who tragically always get killed, the person who least deserves it.
Oh, yeah, I remember that lady, I think it was, like, the season or two ago, where she slept with the guy, and then she got all pissed off at Philip for, like, you know, setting her up to do that, and then eventually the guy killed her, and then they had to come and stuff her body in a suitcase.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was definitely...
Just like that, to kill their little assistant, who was also, I think, like a surrogate son. I forget his name, the one they popped in the opening episode.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know, man. This is why I love the show. All the secrets are taking a toll. It's like, there's only so long you can stuff it away and stuff it away and hide and stuff it away. And, like, the damage is going to come out at some point. As I said, the pipes are going to burst. So yeah. It's just a matter of where.
I wonder if there's, like, a retirement age. Like, you've been in America for 20 years. Like, now it's time to come home. Or 15 years or 10 years or, you know. Because now, even with the whole thing with the grain, they've been sent back out. Like, they haven't tested. There's still more testing to be done. So they still have to go back into the field and, you know, sleep with the other folks.
That's an interesting point, and I'd like to think that maybe they could end up like Gabriel, or maybe like when they're in their, you know, 60s, it's time to retire. But I think the center looks at them as, A, too valuable, mm-hmm. too much of a resource, and B, no too much.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think they'd ever let them be
put out
the pasture.
Yeah, not until their 60s, because they're, what, maybe in their early 30s?
So I don't...
So another 30 years of doing that?
Yeah, that's... Going back to, at what point in time do Philip and Elizabeth pull the plug? I think that's the poignant part about the marriage. This is the thing. Philip has said, we already know, like, you know, it can't be a you or me thing. It has to be a us thing.
Right.
Elizabeth has always been kind of like placating, keeping, you know, well, let me do this. I'll handle the hits, whatever it is, to kind of keep the crew together.
Mm-hmm.
I think this official bonding of them is basically symbolic of, like, okay, at the end of the day, it's them two against the world. So it won't be about the cause. Before, I could have even seen, like, Elizabeth, like, betraying him if it came down to it, if he was off point. Not betraying, but, like, if he was off point.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't see it anymore. And I kind of like that role.
You think that marriage did all that for her?
I think that sealed the deal.
Yeah?
I think that's... For her, who always kind of had, like, one pinky toe out or whatever, I think, you know, like, she's realizing, this is who my partner is, you know? It's not Mother Russia. This is the guy you come home
to. Well, I think, too, you know, based on all the guys she slept with and, you know, who's the one in the first season that she really had feelings for, and then, you know, I think it's Bill from this season. You know, it's a toll on her. Like, she can't legitimately be with those people because of what she does for a living.
And what did Philip say? Like, jokingly, oh yeah, it's gonna go back and do Chai Chi again.
Yeah.
Like, that was telling, you know what I mean?
So I think she's realizing, I think she does genuinely love Philip, but I think she's now realizing, like, this is, you know, and he's becoming more of a, I don't even know if the right word's man, but she's kind of realizing that he's like a ride or die for her. Where at the beginning of the series, he wasn't. He was still kind of, you know, well, I don't know if we should do this. Or, you know, she accidentally gets shot or something. Like, that was more possible. Whereas now, like, he's going all out.
He's
going
to be the only one that has her back and vice versa.
Yeah. Because, you know, definitely Paige is not. Paige will blow it up in a heartbeat.
Poor Paige.
Poor Paige.
You guys don't feel sorry for me.
I don't know. Is that a genetic thing?
I just don't like Paige.
Because she whines a lot. That's
I don't
the
like
well,
people
no,
like
it's,
Paige.
It's, whining's one thing, but to... I don't know if it's like a genetic thing for her to be so weak.
But let's talk about it. She's seen her mom like kill somebody in front of her.
That's fine.
Yeah, no, it won't scar her at all.
Come on, her parents are spies for Russia. Let's talk.
But I mean, we're talking about the kind of impact that would have on our psyche.
Right.
Secrets. That was another big theme. Secrets. People holding things back and the toll they take. Mm. That's what kind of not to skip ahead, but I think that's kind of like what Pastor Tim was alluding to. But you see that in all the different relationships. They have this one relationship over here with Tuan. This is a secret family. They have this another relationship over here with Stan. This is a secret family.
Right.
She has another fake friendship over here with what's his name, the Russian's wife.
Yeah.
So they have all these compartmentalized different relationships where it's all secrets. And as we know, that's the one thing that like damages a child most is like secrets. It might as well just be like abuse or addiction or whatever, you know, issues you can think that go on in the home.
So do you think that they should have raised her? Because obviously they protected her as parents should. Do you think they shouldn't have protected her as much knowing that eventually she would find out these secrets?
They should have at least put her through combat training.
Something.
Yeah, that's true. Because then if she saw her mom, you know, kill somebody,
she would understand.
It'd be some type of understanding. Like, this person tried to hurt us, and she had to do what she had to do.
And let's be honest, too. I mean, maybe they were waiting for the right time, but Paige just up and like just, you know, just started getting all up in their business.
So
they had to.
When would be the right time, though? Like, if you told her when she was 18, then literally she can, based off of her personality, she'd be like, "You lied to me for 18 years," and then they might lose her altogether because now she's of age. And she can literally go anywhere she wants. So I don't know if there'd ever be a right time to tell.
The younger the better, I think.
Or just you can have two. I don't have kids, but you could have one kid that's just that I know of. Yeah, in the state.
But, why are you smiling like that? Never mind.
Yeah, that I know of, but. Paige, you can have two kids. This is what I hear parents talk about. Okay, one kid can just literally be wired this way. Another one can be literally wired a totally different way, which is why Henry, he's cool with it. He doesn't care to know what's going on. He doesn't have to know, and he'll be cool going on to boarding school versus Paige. That's just who she is.
Right.
You know? It is what it is.
But all I'm saying is if they would have started earlier with just at least combat training or just to get
the
her...
basics.
On the side of knowing that America is trying to destroy her homeland of Russia, they don't have to say we're German or Russian spies,
right.
But they could have just, you know, started the propaganda early. You know what I mean? Started watching cartoons that were like anti-American. You know, just kind of.
Do you think that is actually one of their flaws in the name of loving Paige and keeping her safe and keeping her from that? They waited too long.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they mentioned it in the show. It's no different than, for instance, taking your kids to Bible school. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're teaching, you're not really giving your child a choice. You think it's best for your child, but you're teaching a whole faith that they're going to pretty much base their life on. So you're not really giving them an option per se.
True.
So I kind of feel like they should have thought ahead of that a little bit more. And not necessarily, I mean, obviously they don't believe in, you know, Christianity, but kind of started exactly what Emmanuel said, like start when you're young in some form of, not necessarily propaganda, but, you know, the little things.
Mm-hmm.
So now, you know, when it comes to the point where even though those secrets get told, she's like, oh, okay, well, that makes sense.
Question, though. Do you think they ever would have revealed it if they didn't have to? Like, if she would have been blissful? Like Henry?
I don't think so.
No, they should have. She's way too nosy. They should have saw that
I'm
coming.
Just saying, if it
if
didn't
she
come
was like
that.
Henry, then I don't think they would have.
In a perfect world, if she wasn't that inquisitive. Do you think?
Yeah, I don't think they planned
they
for it.
So, okay, there you go. They probably thought they would be able to get through the rest of their life having to deal with
nosy
this.
Kids. Don't just become nosy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. They start off as, you know, where are we going? What are we doing? What time is it? Are we there yet? They would have.
Did you save
questions.
The world with the new grain, you know, people? Did you take care of that?
Where were you today, Mom?
Who should have actually thought about that was the center, because it's not their first rodeo sending agents to America. So the center should have said, okay, well, this is the situation. They should have had experience like that with somebody else who had a family and all this other stuff. The center pretty much left it to their own. Because you're thinking, Elizabeth and Philip came to America in their early 20s. and they just put them together. So, you know, now they're trying to establish some, you know, faction of a relationship and present it to the Americans in America so that people will believe it. So they're concentrating on that. They're not even thinking about the ramifications on their kids mm-hmm. in like 15 or 18 years.
Yeah.
So that should have been a center call. Like, hey, you know, you guys are going to have kids. And when you do, this is what we think you should do with
show
your kids.
Show them these movies.
Yeah.
Show them
something to that extent.
Combat.
Well, just the sad part is, let's just look at it from a macro level. What we're basically saying is, what happened to Philip? His dad was a guard who worked for the KGB in a camp.
Right.
So his son was like the perfect candidate. It wasn't even a question. So now that he's a spy, it's like automatic that they're going to bring one of their kids into it. It's a trap, man. It's kind of sad when you think about it.
But that's the thing, though. Did Philip actually think that was going to happen, or did he feel that because they were in America, it'd be different?
I probably think he didn't think about it. But he didn't, because he didn't even know that much about his dad. He didn't right. know his dad was in the KGB. So, but yeah, like, I don't know. When I look at the big picture, okay, your father was this, so now you're in the game. You're in the game now, and your daughter's going to be in the game. I think that's going to.
I don't think she'll be good, though. I don't think she'll be a good spy.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Tell that to the KGB.
To the center.
Yeah.
Well, I think they just figured she's smart, and based off of on paper, she would look like a good spy. But Henry would make a better, way better spy than Paige would, because Paige is going to get too caught. She's too emotional. Way too emotional.
You know what would be interesting, and we're just kind of getting ahead of ourselves a couple of episodes, perhaps even next season, to see what Claudia says about it. Because we've heard already how Gabriel is waiting on
right.
And I think Claudia was like in the background, like pushing, yeah, get Paige ready, get Paige right. ready. But it'd be interesting, the more she learns about Paige and about, you know, like, I don't know, like her emotional state, that whether she wants to push this stuff on or not. Because right now, you know, Philip and Elizabeth are letting her kind of do her own thing, letting her play spy or whatever. But at a certain point, they're going to have to, like, get official with her, with Claudia, and, like, how do we handle her, if we can handle her at all.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about Oleg.
Oleg.
And his whole situation. So mom is back in the house.
Felt it's, man, it's like the tension in his at his dinner table, so he cut it with a knife.
I hate to be there, man. Oleg needs to just dip on his family, man. It's just too many awkward moments. It's not worth it, Oleg.
What do you mean it's not? It's his family.
Just get out. It's just so many awkward moments. Just awkward moments.
So
you gotta talk about it. You gotta say something. You can't just be sitting there. Alright, I don't know.
Here's another crazy dynamic. We're talking about how Oleg, you know, they're investigating him, you know, and he relays that to his partner. Yo, they come in my crib. I'm sure you heard about it, mm-hmm. you know. I wonder what they're looking for. I haven't done anything, blah, blah, blah. Here's an interesting thing. I heard a conversation with his dad talking to his mom, and I think Oleg was just happened to be in the room or hearing it, and the father was talking about how there's a guy under his employee, like his assistant or whatever, who is not doing his job. It bothers his father that he's not doing his job, but he won't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you guys picked that up. It was real subtle, but his wife is like, why don't you just say something? He's just subordinate. He's like, I don't care. I almost get the impression that he's losing some of his clout in the government because he used to be, you know, yeah, he's a minister. He has right. some clout. He's scared to flex. I think he's scared to flex, and I think that says something about him. The fact that he won't even, like, flex on his little underling is perhaps, I don't know, subconsciously he's worried about his family. I don't know, maybe I'm reading too deep into it, but I was like, why did they even put that in the conversation, that he's scared to tell, you know, his subordinate what to do, a guy who he's supposed to be, you know, over. I don't know, just interesting. I just think everybody can't trust, nobody can trust anybody. You can't trust your underling, you can't trust your boss, can't trust the person next to you.
Damn.
Yeah, all right, man.
Trust Dennis.
Dennis
he's
is
a solid brother. I trust him.
Do you trust him because he's a brother?
No.
Okay, just checking.
Because he's a solid brother. He's not solid. Just a brother. He's a solid brother.
Because every brother ain't a brother.
Yeah.
Public Enemy TK. I know, I'm throwback 90s.
So what do we think of Renee? So they went on a double date together.
She's cute, I guess.
Again.
Do you think she's a spy? Do you think
I got spy vibes the minute she was like, oh, I have to go home, I have to pop out, I have to be gone for 2 weeks, but yeah, we'll do it the week after that. I got spy vibes, because that's usually what Philip and them say.
So do you think she's a spy for, like, a different country?
I don't know. It would be interesting. It would be interesting who to, you know, see who she works for, but again, this is like, the minute she said that, I'm like, that's what Philip and Elizabeth are always saying. I can't do this week. Next week, I have to go home.
So then we should say Russians. You think she's a Russian spy?
That's what Philip thinks, right?
Yeah, that's what Philip and Elizabeth think.
Interesting thing. And Philip, after they broached the subject, Philip was like, they better not, because I don't want Philip to end up like Martha. I mean, Stan to end up like Martha.
But that why would Stan end up like Martha? He's not Russian.
Just he doesn't want him to get turned out in his life down.
She would turn him, and he would get information about the CIA and give to her. And then the CIA finds out.
But I don't feel that Stan's a guy. Because, I mean, we even had that one conversation when they were watching television.
Yeah.
He didn't give info.
But I think he's vulnerable.
I don't think so.
Stan's strong enough, I kind of
believe that, because it kind of feels like if he were vulnerable, it'd be at the very beginning. Like when he first got the cushion.
Because a man with his high position, he's not supposed to be telling anybody what he's doing.
Guess what, though? He got vulnerable with, with Nina. So that's not above him. And I think just the fact.
Yeah, but then when it came down to it for him to give the information, he's like, no, I can't do it.
But he tried. He went to the mat for it. He tried to negotiate with Oleg to do the best thing he could. You know, yeah. But I guess I'm saying that to say this. Even if you don't, if he doesn't knowingly implicate himself, just the mere the optics of it, that he looks compromised, is bad enough. And she could be rifling through his phone or his photos, whatever. That's stuff we don't even know about. That's why it's a big mystery.
His phone.
Phone, yeah, like in the 80s, right? what kind of phones did they have? The big shoe phones.
He's on his ear. I'm thinking like,
she's like, here, let me go through your shoe phone.
He's checking
and your
house.
Pager.
His messages.
Something. I don't know. I mean, who knows what she has on it?
Yeah. I think she's a spy, but I don't think Stan's giving up the info.
But I guess
I don't think he'll end up like Martha either.
No.
But okay, that would be smarter. But how tragic would that be? I don't think Stan would let himself get to that point, but how tragic would that be? I think it's more telling the fact that that's how they feel about him, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Is go back to like their emotional relationship.
Almost like a GAD situation where, okay, they find out that she's a spy and she didn't necessarily get a lot of information, but he's so embarrassed. They take some time off, and now the Russians come after him and pretty much kill him.
And he knows Stan's, you know, family. He literally doesn't want that family to get uprooted and tossed like everybody else does.
Right. But it would just be Stan, though. I don't think the son would go, and the wife has clearly moved on. She moved on with her.
Yeah, she has. She has. But here's the thing, though. Okay, we like to think, we give Stan a lot of credit, right? He's about his business. He's by the book, and he doesn't seem like the guy that'll be flipped. Probably not. But who knows who and how he can be compromised? We never know. And it's a thin line between being, okay, Stan doesn't seem to be giving anything up versus they blackmail him. And let's say they appear to have something on him. And they let his bosses know. Or we could tell your bosses that we appear to have something on you. So what does he do? Either way, he's screwed. He's going to have to do 20 years in jail, you know, for the feds to cop to this. Or he's going to have to, you know, start snitching, which I don't see. So I guess I'm saying either he doesn't have to do anything, you know, to end up. He could just be another casualty.
I think just so far, any type of adversity that Stan has come across, he's just played it smoothly. Like he made the right moves at the right times. To maybe it wasn't perfect, but he's always seemed to be able to squiggle his way out of the messes that he gets himself into.
Yeah, we don't want to see Stan like go out tragically. We want to see Stan like stand on a square.
And I kind of feel like he is the representation of Americans inside of the show. He's
the quintessential white American dad.
You know, who you continuously see and you know, hear his problems and hear him talking and going about
life. The stand-in for like, you know, Joe Blow America. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was trying to say.
What are your predictions?
Predictions? Well, there we go.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Predictions. I just go back to, okay, what are the themes that keep going back to? They keep going back to secrets, the damage they cause, loss, and children, the next generation. So I'm thinking, like, somebody's kid is going to be the next sacrificial lamb. It's either going to be Pasha, it's either going to be I don't want to think about it happening. Anything happened to Elizabeth or Henry at this point in time? Okay, so let me
Paige.
Mm-hmm. But so I'm putting it either on Pasha or even on Twan. The kids are always the first ones, you know, who are the cost. Mm-hmm. Who are the cost of, you know, the parents' transgressions, and that seems to be a theme, you know. So I think, yeah. So Pasha's gonna be the tragic, you know, lamb that gets laid out to slaughter.
Yeah,
and I think,
well, he might slaughter himself.
Dude, suicide. Mm-hmm. He's that bad. Like, that's actually how the position I feel he and Paige are in. Mm-hmm. He and Paige are both like this close to probably like suicide, or at least like long term depression.
Or it could be like a Romeo and Juliet type thing where they just both kill each other, yeah, laying on the bed.
Pasha and Paige.
Yeah.
Or they fall in love and live happily ever after.
That's not happening.
Oh, you got shit in your locker? Me too. All right. Let's go.
Yeah, Twan's gonna have to pay for that, man. No, Twan's gonna have to pay for
that. He told them the plan, though. They're aware of the plan, and the reason he's putting that plan together is so Pasha would feel alone.
Yeah, and they'll want to go back to Russia and all that. No, but I'm just saying, I don't know, like from a story angle, I think it would be good to see him get his comeuppance. That's just me.
Young camel toe.
I think the student that Sophia is currently smashing is a black guy. And I think we're going to see him in the finale. He's going to be a strong black guy.
Is it going to be you?
He's going to look kind of like me. You might even think, like, hey, man, it looks like Young Camel Toe, but that's actually my clone. So I think Sophia is smashing my clone.
Hey, you never know. He's out here doing things. He's working during the day, so we don't know where he goes.
Where do you work during the day?
I mean, when I'm not filming or doing something like that, I do brand ambassador work. So currently I'm working for Oculus, Facebook, doing virtual reality demos.
Virtual reality demos? Yes. Like the sexting and stuff?
No, the gaming.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I've demoed the sexual virtual reality too.
Have you really?
Yeah, it looks really weird when it's buffering. Try it. Really weird when it's buffering. Fun time.
Wait.
Like, don't bust that nut. I don't know. We'll be back. Increase data plan now. Who you messing with? Sprint? You might want to switch to Verizon. I have Sprint, though. But yeah, that's what I do. And I also do, I was recently working for Radio Disney last week.
Okay.
So I did Radio Disney. I was doing Sprint this week. Royal Blunts. I just started working for them too.
So that's what I'm talking about.
So I go to different events, festivals, concerts, and hand out promo items, stuff like that.
So you hand out blunts?
Right now we're doing papers, but sometimes we do blunts. Yeah.
Talk to you about that after the show.
Backwoods.
I don't know, TK, do you have any predictions? What do you think is going to happen in the future?
Gosh, this thing with Paige, like, something has to give, like, just out of, as far as a fan watching the show, and she's just so annoying, like, something has to give, whether it finally clicks for her and she gets it, or, you know, she does something incredibly stupid and now the parents have to, you know, clean it up by either killing Pastor Tim off or something like that. Definitely, I think Henry, because I don't know what he's doing in his real life, but Henry's going to go to boarding school. I think that's like a setup for that. Stan, they're going to work Sophia over, but Sophia hasn't even know. Like, she just keeps digging herself into a bigger hole, and she has no idea what she's really doing. So she might actually like either end up going, or she might get sent to Russia, or she's going to do something stupid because she has no idea what's happening to her. Yeah, and I think, you know, definitely Philip and Elizabeth, this whole marriage thing, especially the traditional way of it, like, you know, they could have done so many, they're travel agents, they could have done it in Vegas, they could have done so many other ways, they could have went to the courthouse, but, you know, Philip used the contact to have a traditional as it is, as possible, you know, Russian wedding. And, you know, the vows, I think, are way more important than, you know, all the poppins.
I love the ritual of it, you know, everything it was saying in Russian. And I like the fact that, you know, they safeguarded the rings. Like, they wear their fake rings, but they put their real rings, you know, in, like, the little hiding place and stuff. It's like their little sacred secret. I thought that was really cool. But
do you think that was fake rings? Because I just had a feeling that was just their rings. Not, and they not, always keep their rings off.
Not because fake rings, but, yeah, their rings representing their American marriage. Yeah.
Was it just the marriage in general? Because I don't think they wear rings at all.
I thought they, well, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe they can help us out in the chat, but I thought that they put two rings in the stash and then they still had two rings on, which represented like, okay, this is our marriage, this is our fake marriage, our American marriage, but I could be wrong.
Okay.
But, yeah, one thing I wanted to shout out though, before we bail, hemorrhagic fever. Do you guys remember when they were telling, Elizabeth was telling Claudia, whatever happened with the wheat sample.
Right.
And she kicks him that BS because Philip's like, you know, I heard that, you know, somebody came up with hemorrhagic fever. That's the same thing that happened with the pathogen, you know, when the other guy took it. She's like, oh, no, that wheat sample? No, that was really ours. It was really one of our Eastern European bloc countries. And, you know, they were copying us. And so, you know, but yeah, but stay with them anyway.
Right.
That doesn't even make any sense. If it's one of their wheat samples that Russia has grown through one of their satellite countries, and yeah, it's one of ours. It's just like one of those typical things. Like, okay, yeah, our country can't do any wrong, so we have to have the strongest wheat. Then why do they need to steep? Why did she need to keep sleeping with Ben in that? I mean, to me, it's like, at what point in time? That's a big thing I have a problem with Claudia and Gabriel. I just hate being lied to. Even though they think you're doing it, like, you know, just tell them what they need to know, just so they do the job. I hate being lied to.
But it's almost the same thing as Paige. So, you know, Paige kept demanding. She finally got her answer, and now Paige could barely, like, handle it. So I don't think it's not necessarily, like, a handling thing, but it's kind of like, if you told them the whole scope of what they're trying to do, they might not agree with it, and therefore not cooperate.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's going to present a bigger problem.
I think it's a bigger problem for Philip because they know they're being handled. And it's one thing to know you're being handled. It's another thing to just kind of like, and to me, every time I look at his face when he winces, like when he catches her in a lie or when he hears something done with a center's done inconsistently, I think it's taking its toll on him along with everything else.
Yeah. Well, kudos to the actors because they have me believing.
They're doing a good job.
The time, the error, all that good stuff. So where can they find you? Young and old Camel Toe.
My name is Emmanuel Wright. You can find me on Instagram at Young Camel Toe. That's Y-U-N-G Camel Toe. You could also find me on Twitter at Dear Viz Spitz.
Everybody, I'm Al Gregg. You can find me at Twitter at Jamaica House Doc and on IG at Algie_JamaicaHouseFilm. Kept it straight.
You guys can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. Really appreciate it. We will catch you later next week. We have three more episodes to go, so definitely keep those comments coming. We really, really appreciate it. If you're listening on iTunes, give us 5 stars or better. Nothing else. If you want to give lower than that, don't bother vote or all that good stuff. Make sure to follow AfterBuzz on everything, on Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff at AfterBuzz TV. And like I said, we will catch you next week. Ciao.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.